Okay, shalom, welcome back. Today, we're going to conclude our discussion of Tosefta Shvi'as. Do you have your name?
Yeah,
put on my computer. Okay, so today we're going to continue our discussion of Tosefta Shvi'as. So just to recap what we saw last time and then to move forward. Last time we took a step back even outside of all these makoros and we tried to explain sort of the basis or the foundations for Tosefta Shvi'as. In just a very few words, basically we saw that Tosefta Shvi'as has many, many different layers to it. We saw that first of all, there is a seemingly a din de oraisa of Tosefta Shvi'as of adding 30 days prior to the new year. There's an iser melacha on the ground. What is the basis for that? So we'll see in the Mishnah, but there's a machlokas, it would seem, whether that's based on halacha l'moshe mesinai, which is the position of Rabbi Yishmael in the Mishnah in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, and appears in Shvi'as, and a number of other places where this debate is quoted in Shas, whereas it's the Tanakama in the Mishnah here in Shvi'as in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, and it's Rabbi Akiva explicitly in Mo'ikata and in Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere in the Gemara, who maintains that no, in fact, this is based on Gzeiras HaKasav. It's based on his reading of the Pesukim, in particular the Pesukim in Parshas Kisisa, where the Torah says, seemingly with regard to Shabbos, Becharishu Vakatzir Tishbos. And he explains here in the Mishnah that he answered, Lomar Charish Vakatzir Shal Shvi'as, El Charish Shal Erev Shvi'as, Shehu Nichnas B'Shvi'as, Vakatzir Shal Shvi'as, Shiyosim Otsai Shvi'as. According to him, Rabbi Kiva is abused. Rabbi Shal says that no, that when it says Becharishu Vakatzir Tishbos, so we already know that there is an iser malacha of charisha and ktsira when it comes to Shabbos. So what in the world is this pasuk talking about? So rather, he says that the pasuk is talking about the iser of malacha, not only in Shemitah proper, which we also know from Parshas Behar and Kisisa and Mishpatim, etc., but also the iser of the halacha of Tosefes Shvi'as. So whether he holds halacha Moshe Mesinai, it's a full-fledged pasuk, it's clear that we assume, we take for granted, that Tosefes Shvi'as is a real din that exists min HaTorah. Nonetheless, the Gemara ultimately concludes, we'll see the Gemara in just a moment, but just to frame the issues, just in terms of sort of the framework of Tosefes Shvi'as, the Gemara concludes that ultimately this Isser, or this Chiyuv rather, of Tosefes Shvi'as only applies min HaTorah, the Gemara seems to conclude, and this is the general view of Halach Lamaisa, this man Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim. It's pretty unusual. That's an interesting halacha, but that's what the Gemara says, that when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, then the din of Tosefta Shvi'as applies bizman hazeh. When the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing, so then it no longer exists as a chiyuv min HaTorah. You can see that in the conclusion, I think it should be the end of this Gemara, right? El Amrav Ashi, Amran Gamliel, Vestino, Savrilak Rabbi Shmuel, Darmach Sagan Miri Lav, that at least according to Rabbi Shmuel, that halacha l'moshe Mesinai no longer applies. V'chiz Miri, Chosab Bezan, Shabbos HaMikdash Chayim, that the Gemara had said that there are three halachos l'moshe Mesinai which are conjoined, right? Arava, right? Niso Chamayim, both of which apply in Sukkot, and Tosefta Shvi'as, and apparently it's according to Rabbi Shmuel that juxtaposition teaches us that Tosefta Shvi'as no longer applies Bizman She'in Bis HaMikdash Kayam, and that's why we generally assume as a matter of practical halacha nowadays that the halacha of Tosefta Shvi'as no longer applies Bizman Hazeh Midza Oraisa. Nonetheless, there are Mishnayos, of course, at the beginning of Shvi'as, which appear in sources 5 and 6 here on the Sorshi, which teach us that in fact not only does Tosefta Shvi'as apply, at least according to the Mishnah, but it applies long before the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year that we seem to learn about, right? So the Mishnah in Perek Aleph Mishnah tells us that and the Mishnah concludes, and I'm going quickly because it's last time, that these are similar halach l'maisa, the time of Shammai and Hillel around the time of Shavuos, Adhoat Seres, are roughly similar, that the halacha of Tosefta Shvi'as begins around the time of Shavuos for a field that includes trees in it. And when it comes to a field without trees, it's even earlier, the beginning of the second parak of Shvi'as, parak Beis Mishnalev, Ad Imasai Harshim B'Steha Lavan Erev Shvi'as, as opposed to B'Steha Ilan, Ad Shetich Lehel Halecha until the moisture disappears from the fields. So people are still plowing when they're planting their cucumbers and their pumpkins. We like to say gourds in fancy art scroll Hebrew, English. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Nasata Toras Kalachad Ve'echa B'yado. But if you're saying it depends on the amount of moisture and when people are still planting certain kinds of things in their fields, so that's going to be a subjective halachic reality, and halacha cannot sustain itself when everyone's making a judgment for themselves. It doesn't work that way. There needs to be a certain amount of objectification in the halachic system. When it comes to the Se'al Lavan, that already starts Pesach, and Se'al Ilan is not until Shavuos. So here we have, and this is generally understood to be, a Midrabanan overlay. In other words, a second set of halachos of Tosef Shvius, which A, are only Midrabanan, but B, are more machmir than the halacha Midoraisa, in the sense that it goes all the way back to either Pesach or Shavuos, depending on whether you're talking about a Steha Lavan in the case of Perek Bez, or a Steha Ilan in the case of Mishnah Aleph. Now, according to this, you would say, okay, so there's a halacha Tosef Shvius, at least Midrabanan nowadays, already from Pesach and Shavuos, etc. And yet, that's not the halacha L'maisa anymore. And the reason for that is another point in the Gemara, because the Gemara, in that same piece that I gave you, also says that it's pretty much smack in the middle of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel of Estino, right, were mevatel this takana. Where is it? Sorry, it's about one third of the way down. You have Amar Rabbi Shimon, even before that, in the middle of the line. You see it over there? Yeah. So the Gemara Moikatan, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, and as you can already see, the Gemara Moikatan is one of the most important Gemaras in all of Shas, really, for the foundational halachos of the malachos of Shavuos. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara, Rabbi Gamliel, Uvestino, Nimnu al Shnei Prakim Halalu, right? In other words, they considered, they discussed, they took a vote with regard to these two time periods, Pesach and Shavuos, respectively, Uvitlum, right? And they abolished them. Right, and then the Gemara has the whole discussion, how can you battle something, right? We know that the halacha is of a davar shebiminyan. The Gemara says, just to see quickly, the Gemara asks, I don't understand. Someone said to someone else, an Amora said to another Amora, Rabbi Gamliel Vesino, how could Rabbi Gamliel and his basin, no matter how great they were, how could they come along and be mevatel and abolish a takana of Vishama and Beisel? But now we know that the mission teaches us that ain basin yachal vatal de Vibisin Chaveril and King Galubimenu, Bechachmo, Viminion. We know the concept of a Dover Shebiminion, which means a couple of different things in different places in the Gemara, but one of the things that a Dover Shebiminion refers to is a sugya in the first parak Maseches Beitza on Daf Hey and Daf Vav, a really fascinating sugya which is extremely practical and has wide ramifications. Basically, the question of when does a takana stop or cease to exist? Under what circumstances can a takana be abolished? Either if the reason still applies, or what people often ask about is what happens when the takana and the reason does the takana no longer applies. So maybe the case of taking a medicine on Shabbos, because nowadays we don't do tochen anymore in order to create our medicines and so on and so forth. So either way, that's why you see, right, that you can get a sense of that. That's a really lively kind of conversation. That also, yeah. But here the Gemara is saying that what's right, does it make sense what Rabbi Gamliel Vesino did? Because you can't be mevatel the words of a basin, right? Another basin, unless you're greater than it. Bechachma of a minyan, right? Chachma, you have to be smarter, and you need to have more of those smart people. And Rabbi Gamliel's basin fell short, certainly in terms of, it would seem, chachma, maybe even minyan as well. So how can they mevatel it? So the Gemara answers eshtomenkech shachada, that whoever was asked, right? There are two versions of the Gemara. He was quoting a pasuk in Daniel. He was silent for just a moment. He was overwhelmed by the question, didn't know what to answer. Amar lei emor. Finally, he answered that maybe I can say that kach hisnu beinehen. In other words, this is what they were masna from the word tsnai. This is what they built in as a condition to the original takana of Besila and Beshama that they were talking about in the beginning of each of the first two prakim Maseches Shmias, that was already built into the takana, this limitation that kolarotza levatel yavo viyavatel, right? That anyone who wants to be mevatel it can come along and do so. And then the Gemara asks, well, what is it in halacha Moshe Mishinai? And that's where the Gemara ultimately comes to the answer that we already saw, that it's different already because it's bisman she in bisemikdash kayim nowadays. So what this
means,
they
can only mevatel it only if it's derabanan. But if it's deraisa, how can they do it?
That's exactly the Gemara's question. So the Gemara is answering that there were two levels. That when it comes to deraisa, at least if it's halachah moshe mesinai, then when it comes to deraisa, halachah moshe mesinai no longer applies. Bisman she in bisemikdash kayim. That's number one. Aye, number two, what about the Takana of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? What about the Mishnayos at the beginning of Maseches Shviyos? So those Derabbanans, those were the ones that had a built-in Tanai that a later Beis Din come along and be Mevata, and that indeed is exactly what the Beis Din of Rabban Gamliel did.
And the Derais of Shloshim Yomim before.
So that's what I'm saying.
That would still,
if the Beis Hamikdash was standing in the Chinami, it would still apply. Okay. So what ultimately emerges is something remarkable, which is that the first two prakim, basically, or the basic theme of the first two prakim of Masechet Shviyos, which are Tosefta Shviyos, because it's working in a sort of a chronological fashion, right? So it starts even before Shemitah, right? Those halach, in its entire Mishnayos and the thrust of major prakim of Mishnayos are no longer practical.
So they're Shlishma, like, incredible Lishma right there.
Right, that's like super, like super duper Lishma right now. There are parts of Shas that, of course, are not practical anymore.
Right.
But, in other words, of course they're not practical because I'm not offering karbanos. We knew that's okay. But here, it's something that would seem to apply Bizman Hazeh, working your field, which you can still do nowadays just like you could do at other points in history, even if we don't do it quite as often in our society as they used to. But you can do it if you want. People do it. And yet, it doesn't apply. It's an amazing kind of thing. And yet, it's a lahagdil teller hadir, I suppose. Okay. So that's just in terms of the structure of the sugya. And so the question becomes, let's start with the Doraisa and let's really focus our energy there. Okay, given that there are this, sort of these two levels of the halacha of Tosefta Shviyos, the Doraisa and the Derabbanan, especially with regards to the Doraisa, we have to now ask not only what is the basis of this halacha, and you said that the basis is that the Machlokes Rishon of Yekiva, is whether it's halacha of Moshe Messina or based on the pasuk of, right, of what?
Of the pasuk in Shmot.
Right.
Shisha Yamim Ta'asa.
Yeah, Ta'avod, yeah. Sir?
Over Yamashri Tishbot, Bukharish Makatsu Tishbot.
Good. Okay, so Bukharish Makatsu Tishbot, that you should rest from your plowing and from your harvesting. Okay, so that we know. But the question is more basic than that, which is what is the very nature of the halacha of Tosefta Shviyos? I mean, what's the nature of the halacha of Tosefta Shviyos?
Do you mean, does it apply to the Chavta the Gavra?
In a sense, we're gonna connect it to that. Yeah.
Or what is the idea behind it? What is it meant to do? What is it there for? Is it there for because you might be preparing for Shviyos, which might be Azer, or is it just for, you know, that's what you usually do, and that's, you know, your regular farming, and you just, you know, for your for your well being, for your right.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah, excellent. And both those, you're really asking two questions, and we're going to ask both and show that they're closely connected, if slightly different chakiras. So one class of chakira that's offered, and by the way, it's not just Tosefta Shviyos, it's of course Tosefta Shabbos, and it's Tosefta Yom HaKippurim, which is the original source for Yontif, it would seem, at least many of the sugyas on that. There's a classic Gemara Numa, Daf Pei Aleph, the whole sugya of Yinisim is Nafsho Seichem, right, from Tisha to Tisha, etc. But the first question, basic question, in terms of fundamental question that we have to ask ourselves with regards to the nature of Tosefta Shviyos, is what exactly is it that we are extending? What are we doing? What does this halacha require? Is it that we are just merely performing certain isurei shviyos prior to Shemitah? Right? Certain pu'ulos, certain actions, like I touched on the Chetzagava question, but certain pu'ulos of isur, or certain isurei melacha, or oisur melacha, whatever it may be, that we are not permitted to perform on Shemitah, we don't perform those actions even prior to Shemitah? Or are we saying that actually Shemitah starts early, as it were, that we have the koach to treat this time period, at least, if not create intrinsically, this time period is a time period that's invested with an early Kedusha Shviyos, that we have the ability to, as it were, start Kedusha Shviyos even before it otherwise would have begun. Right, and there's almost a sort of a larger philosophical question about our ability to invest things with Kedusha on our own. It's the same chakir with regard to Tosefta Shabbos, yeah.
It's the same thing as Tosefta Shabbos? There's an obligation to?
So we assume, the Gemara says explicitly, in that Gemara Numa that I mentioned, that there is a chiv of Tosefta Shabbos, that's an obligation, that's a mitzvah.
We don't specifically do that.
We...
By 10 minutes, you're saying?
Maybe just by 2 minutes.
Well, we do it by an hour. But we don't do it on purpose.
We don't do it by an hour.
Because Shabbos is 24 hours and we wait when we do 25.
That could be, but we might not. That's just because we have
Seichel,
right?
That's not on purpose.
Okay. But Right, but it's not necessarily earlier, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Later. It might be that we're keeping Shabbos later. Right. Later. I don't know. That's part of the issue. But, yeah. So it could be by just 2 minutes. It's a big machokes when it comes to the amount of time that you have to add.
18 minutes before, so.
So there's a big sugya. It's a big machokes harishonim. How much time you have to add? Do you add 2 minutes? Do you have to add, there's a Ron who seems to say that, do you have to add a full half an hour? There's Rebbe in Paris.
But it's whatever you want. It's subjective. It's a different concept, which is in obligatory for objective period of time for everybody, mm-hmm. no matter what, kind of depending on the situation, but it's still, no matter what, it's just adding to Shavuos. That would be like saying at Shabbos, instead of starting that time, we start two hours earlier for everybody.
Right. It's much more. But how do you know that Tosefta Shabbos is subjective? It may be less time than Shavuos, but how do you know it's subjective?
Well, you just the way you described it is saying that you wait like 2 minutes for. Well, I mean, it might not be subjective, but it's still like a lesser period of time.
Lesser period of time.
It's also a period of time
because half an hour is not.
Right, 2 months, 30 right. days, okay. or whatever is.
But isn't that interesting? Because remember we're talking about the Doraisa level, not the Drabanan level.
Right.
So how much is the Doraisa time?
30 days.
Hmm.
Which is
that Rebbe in Paris is interesting, that right?
Yeah.
Because right, 30 minutes, 30 days.
38 minutes is
30.
30 minutes for Shabbos?
Huh? FA claims. We don't pass them that.
We don't pass them that.
Nope, we don't. That's right. It's a Shita Mikbetzos in Beit Zahn, quotes that. So there are big discussions about the connection between Tosefta Shavuos and Tosefta Shabbos, and that's part of the larger sugya. But even just to focus on, come back for a second to Tosefta Shavuos, just focus again. So just like by Tosefta Shabbos, you can ask this Chakira, that's what we were saying. Right? In other words, by Tosefta Shabbos, you can ask, is it that by adding to Shabbos, we just keep certain malachos early, or is it that we actually start Shabbos early? And there are all sorts of classic nafkaminas to this. This is a real classic question. We can spend some time talking about this. Maybe next week we could do a little bit more about Tosefta Shabbos as sort of the cousin of Tosefta Shavuos and talk about the relationship between them. But this is a classic chikur with regard to Shabbos, all sorts of nafkaminos. So just for example, just to give a sense, let's say you accept Shabbos, can you still daven mincha? That's a good question. You accept Shabbos early, can you daven mincha? Right?
Can you daven mincha during Tosefta Shabbos time?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Well, if you're just accepting certain Yisurim Malacha, then maybe you can. You're just accepting certain Yisurim Malacha, but there's no Tartzi Zasra. There's not a contradiction in terms to daven mincha for Friday and keep certain Yisurim. Maybe. Or no, if you say that it's really full-fledged Shabbos, and it's a new day on the calendar, it's actually Friday night, or whatever, it's Yom Shvi'i, not Yom Shishi, right, so then it's a different story. Can you count Sfira once you've accepted Shabbos, right? Early, can you say Kiddush? The Gemara says you can. The question is why. Davening early, the Gemara says you can. The question is why. If it's the night of the Seder, and you have to wait until Tseis, until real nightfall, to have your matzah, accept the Seder early, can you accept Pesach early? Is that really nighttime? Is it really Tesva Nisan or no? It's Yudala Nisan, you're just keeping some Yisurim.
Well, in terms of the Tudor Yontif, you can't do it for the second day because you can't rush out of one day.
Okay.
Next.
Good point. That's true. But what about on the first day? Right? You're right. What about on the first day? So again, it depends. How do you understand the nature of Tosefta Shavuos? And they're nafkaminas for Shmini Atzeres, and they're nafkaminas for the first day of Shavuos, and they're not a really classic, a whole list of really, really rich nafkaminas that revolve around this key question as to how we see the nature of Tosefta Shavuos. Similarly, with regard to Tosefta Shavuos, so we have to ask the same fundamental question. Now, question is, can we bring Rayos, or can we find any evidence whatsoever to either side of this Chakira as it applies to Tosefta Shavuos? So the first thing to look methodologically, if I were to ask you, if you wanted to understand which of these two try to bring evidence or support for either side in this Chakira, where would you begin?
You would start with you would start with learning the Mishnah.
Start with the Mishnah. Good. Okay. What do you mean the Mishnah? Why do you start with the Mishnah and Shavuos?
To find out if it's to see where the focus is on it's focusing on the land or on the person's obligation.
Good. 100%. And is there a source even earlier than the Mishnayos that might be helpful? In other words,
Pesukim in now.
Yeah, in other words, put differently, right?
They kind of split which ways they focus on the Chepta or the Gavra.
Good. So again, remind us, what are the two sources that we have?
On Chepta and Gavra, we have the one that is...
I don't know if I call it... Chepta Gavra. Okay.
In Tanakh. On that focuses on
for Tosefis.
For Tosefis.
No. I don't mean the general Chepta Gavra sources. I mean, what's the source about Tosefis Shvius in particular? If we want to examine the nature of Tosefis Shvius, then we're going to want to start by looking at the source for Tosefis Shvius. And we said there are two levels: there's Doraisa and Rabbanan. Well, let's examine the Doraisa. What is the Doraisa source for Masechet for Tosefis Shvius?
You have the one in short that says Shishi Tamin Tabi.
Good. So it's what you said earlier is one possibility. Right. That's the Shita of?
The Shita of Rabbi Ishmael.
Good. That's the Shita of, not Rabbi Ishmael, but rather Akiva. Good. And that's the first opinion in the Mishnah here in Aleph El. Good. What does Rabbi Ishmael hold?
Rabbi Ishmael holds that you have to...
That's for some other halacha. So what's the basis for Tosefis Shvius? Where do we get it from?
We get it from Bakarshi Bakatir Tishrod in Sari.
That's Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. No, so Rabbi Akiva. No. So what Rabbi Shmuel is saying is Macharish Rishos Avkatir Rishos Yitzakir HaOmer. So he's saying no. That the Pasuk of Bakarshi Bakatir Tishpos has nothing to do with Shemitah at all. It has to do with the cutting of the Omer. It has to do with Hilchos Shabbos, not Hilchos Shemitah. And what it's teaching us is as follows. What the Torah is saying is, you're not allowed to cut something off just for because you want to, because you make a living off it and you want to cut it out in your field. However, what that comes to teach us, what we should infer, what that implies, is that when it comes to a ktsira, an act of cutting, of harvesting, which is a mitzvah, namely the cutting of the stalks of barley for the carbon omer, that's docha Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel learns from here.
Stopped Tosefis Shabbos.
What? Nothing to do with Tosefis Shabbos.
I'm saying that only prevent Tosefis Shabbos from starting from Pesach, or from starting.
But remember, Pesach and Shabbos have nothing to do with this discussion,
right?
Because that's just Dirabanan. We're talking about Doraisa. This has nothing to do with that.
The cutting of the omer stalks during that period of time.
Not relevant because we're talking about the Doraisa level. Doraisa, it's only 3 days again.
Okay.
Something to do with that. No. So,
but why would the 30 days be prohibiting that?
It's not. It's because it's on Shabbos. You're doing Friday night.
Okay.
That's why. So it's nothing to do with Shemitah at all. It has to do with Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel is coming like this. Rabbi Shmuel is saying, Becharish Bakatsir Tishbos has nothing to do with Shemitah whatsoever. It's not Tosefis Shvius. It's Halacha on Hilchos Shabbos, and it comes to teach me that when there's a mitzvah to cut the barley or to cut something from a field, such as for the purpose of preparing for the Karban Omer, right, to bring it, right, so on the night of the 16th of Nisan, I have a mitzvah, and I'm allowed to go ahead and cut the barley for the Korban Omer, even on Shabbos. That's what Becharish V'Akatzir Tishbos teaches me. So then the question is, according to Rabbi Shmuel, what is the basis for Tosefis Shvius? And his answer is, it has nothing to do with Pasuk whatsoever. In fact, it has nothing to do with any Pasuk. Rather, it comes from a halacha, Moshe Mi-Sinai. Okay. Now, what would you say if I were to ask you, now let's examine the nature of Tosefis Shvius in relation to the source for Tosefis Shvius, right? That's what we're doing.
Right.
Right? So what would you say? So if it's Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, can we derive anything of significance from it? Because it's not. There's no formulation. Yeah. There's no lashon to examine. Fine. So then we don't know whether it's an extension just for the person, or we're actually extending the kedusha of Shemitah 30 days prior. Unclear. But would you say if it's Becharish Bakatzir Tishbos?
Then you would still have the question of whether that's on the focusing on the. That's extending Shvius, or if that's just an extra thing that you're just doing beforehand as a like an extra thing.
So do you think that the language is mashma either way? If I said Becharishu Bakatzir Tishbos, you translate those words literally for me.
6 days you should work. 6 years you should work.
Becharishu Bakatzir Tishbos. You're right for the
plow,
you're translating the beginning.
Plow and. You could plow and harvest.
Right,
you should
stay here.
You should rest from plowing.
In plowing and in harvest thou shalt rest. That's an exact translation, of course. What does that actually mean? Right. So is that focused on the person? Is it focused on the day?
That is focused on the land. On the person.
The person, yeah, I agree with that. So what I would say is that we have this chakira, and then we want to, methodologically, what we want to do, next thing, is to examine the source. Right, where does it come from? And we said it's a mechlokas in Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. We said that according to Rabbi Shimon, Salacha Moshe Messina, that doesn't really tell us very much at all about the nature of the Salacha, but according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's Bechar Shabbat Katsir Tishbos. According to, correct, thank you for the correction, that's right. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's Bechar Shabbat Katsir Tishbos, so then that probably sounds more like it's just a din in the Gavra. Okay, so that's the first thing I'm going to do is to methodologically examine the source. Now, is there any other evidence that we can find? You said maybe we should look at the Mishnayos, which we just did, and we found some evidence there. Are there other halachos that might be relevant to this? So to me, already the Gemara in Moed Katan is a critical issue for this discussion, and that's really a place to begin, and then we'll go from there. Because what did the Gemara say at the very beginning of this Sugya on Daf Gimel Amud Beis? So take a look at the beginning of that Gemara here, excuse me, on the bottom of page 1. Ki asa rav dimi, right? What's asa? Ata. Came, excellent, good. So when Rav Dimi came, Amar, he said, Yachol Yilke al Hatosefes. Right? What did he say? He had a little bit of a...
To lash. You're able to give lashes for...
Right.
During
and this... Centuries. That's right. And this is... that's what it would seem. This is sort of like a hava, in other words. I might have thought that you might get Malkus for Tosefes. Pashup Shad, as we'll see, is Tosefes Shvius, although the Gemara is not going to be 100% sure what exactly this means. And then the Gemara says, Vidnasiv la Tamudu Liftura. And then the Gemara basically turn this to Ptur. In other words, the Gemara deduced or concluded that in fact you're Pater and there's no Malkus.
So that would mean it's not part of Shvius.
That would be the simplest explanation of this Gemara. Although you could respond and say, well, it's an extension, but maybe it's not a full fledged extension. But they have to figure out what that means and is that, you know, is it significant to kind of that sort of stuff. Although again, when it comes to Tosefes Shabbos, no one says that you get it's Chiyuv Kares during that time. It's not the simple shot.
So
is that also a proof that it's not a or is it possible that it's an extension of that Kedusha, but it's still first there's a technical reason for which you're not. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't originally include that in the amount of time that's mandated with regard to Shabbos, so then maybe the Chiyuv Skila was never said Ki Hai Gavna, something like that. It's possible. It's not as convincing, but you can get out of it. Good. You're right. Now, just to point out, the Gemara actually is two pshatim. In other words, there was this vague statement that Chazal had a hava minu get malchus for quote-unquote tosefes. We think pashup shas tosefes shvius, but we're going to see two explanations of the Gemara. And then the Gemara actually includes that there's not. So the first pshat in the Gemara actually, the Gemara asks, Rav Dimi says, Velo yodana, I don't know, my tamuda my tosefes. In other words, what was that... What is the Talmud, which comes... What is the source that teaches us that you're Pater? And what was that original Tosefes? What did that refer to? So the Gemara actually has one opinion. Rabbi Elazar Amar Harisha. I was actually talking about... Not about Tosefes Shemitah at all. I was talking about plowing. Tosefes means additional malachos beyond those which are mentioned explicitly in Parshas Bahar with regard to the Avos malacha of Shemitah. The Hachik Amar, and this is what we were saying. Yachol Yilke al Harisha. I might have thought that you get malchus for plowing on Shemitah proper. Don't do it Tosefes. excuse me, the Asim Mikal Frat and Chlau. We saw in previous weeks, there's a Chlau Frat and Chlau. Vinasala Tamuda Liftura. The Gemara actually concludes that your potter for plowing, there's no chia for planting on plowing, excuse me, on Shemitah, Deim Kain, because if that were the case, Kohani Pirte Lamali, why does the Torah include all these details of cuts, right, that appear in Parshas Behar? Which exclude Harisha specifically, so that would indicate that you're Pater of Harisha. But Rabbi Yochanan learns like us against Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no! It's Yamim Shosiv Chaham Levnei Rosh Hashanah. It's the days that the rabbis told us that we have to rest before Rosh Hashanah Vachi Kamer. This is what it means to say. Yachol Yilkal Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. I might have thought that you get Malkus for Tosefes of Rosh Hashanah, De Asya. Mi Becharish Vachatzir Tishbos, right? After all, we're assuming that it comes from Bechar Shavah Katsir Tishbos, right? And so therefore there's a pasuk in Chumash that says you're not allowed to do it according to the position of Rabbi Akiva. V'nasala Talmud Lufturah, and the Gemara concludes that no, that in fact you're Pater, because the Meir Ali come on, as we're going to say later on, it goes on and it quotes the Mishnayos, etc. Right? So according to this opinion, no, right? So you don't get Malkos. Now, It's not 100% clear, though, why you don't get Malkus, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, is it because Tosefes Shvi'is never gets Malkus, or is it because why?
Or is it because it's not actually part of Tosefes? It's not part of Shvi'is, it's part of a different entity. Tosefes Shvi'is is its own thing in which you don't get Malkus, but in Shvi'is, in regular Shemitah, you get Malkus.
Okay, good. Or you could say, go further, you can say, no, the only reason in this case you're not getting Malkus is because it's only Rabbana. Or is it by the time you get to Mishnayos,
it's
only Drabanan, because it's not Bisman Shabbos Mikdash Kayan, because Bisman Mikdash is destroyed in the first 70 years, right, of the Common Era. The Mishnayos are written, right, and put together and published around the year 200 or so. So then, right, by that time, already the circulation.
Basil and Beisham, I probably lived in.
Good, but you could argue that the Mishnah's presentation, it said, right, you're right, you're asking good questions. But you could make the argument that the Mishnah is sort of a holistic text. That means to say, sort of for its time, when it's compiled, what the halacha is. It's a fair question. but that's perhaps what you could say. So in sum, the Gemara here seems to be struggling with the question of whether there's Malkus for Tosefes Shvi'is. The Gemara, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Elazar, maybe you do, maybe you don't, we don't know. It's nothing to do with us. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's clear that we don't. Why you don't is not 100% clear in the Gemara. Is it because it's only Drabanan at that time, in this intermediate period? Or is it because inherently Tosefes never involved Malkus? Those are just the facts on the ground. Now, analytically speaking, I'd go back to exactly what you said earlier. If you say that it's an extension, it's going to be much easier to say that there's Malkus. The fact that the Gemara seems to say there's no Malkus either means all the Rabban altogether, in which case it's not for Hakira directly, or if it's one of the Daraisa, is more telling, and perhaps is more easily understood, is saying that it's not really an extension, it's just a din in the Gavra, or maybe, as I said earlier, you can get out of it, but there's some question as to how that might work. Okay. Now there's another really critical matter. And here, and we only have a few minutes, I'm going to say this a little bit outside, but there's this class where I'll read a couple of lines inside, but not the whole thing. But I want to introduce you to a crucial and a classic machlokas harishonim, and it's known as a machlokas between Rabbeinu, it's at least known to me, this is how I heard it, as a machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam on the one side, and the Rash, not the Rush, the Rash, the Rash Mishans, one of the Balei Tosfos from Shans or Sens in France. And the Rash has a classic Pirush on the side of the Mishnayos, of many of the Masechtos, including Seder Shvi'is, and that, of course, Seder Zoram, excuse me, and that includes, of course, Maseches Shvi'is. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tesom and Beis in source number 7, and he is bothered by a number of things, and including a Gemara, the Gemara here in Mohi Katan, and he arrives at a radical conclusion. I'm just going to read the relevant lines just because we're limited in our time. 6 lines down in Tosos, the Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dilo Hechmiru Benetzia Kamo Bacharisha. Right? He's suggesting, again, we just don't have time to get into the evidence, but the bottom line is, he says, that Chazal were more machmir with regard to Charisha than with regard to Netia planting during the time period of Tosefes Shvi'is. Why? Mishum de'in Tosefes Shvi'is de'oraisa b'Netia ela b'Charisha. This is a bombshell. It's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam claims that the din de'oraisa of Tosefes Shvi'is only applies to Charisha, does not apply to planting, right? Why? Dichsiv Beikrok, he did Darshin on La'el, mi Bechorish, about Katzir Tishbos, right? That at least according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Bechorish. Now, what about Katzir? What about harvesting? By the way, harvesting may not be part of, there's a Machukas Harishonim actually, there's a Ritva about this, Rashi about this, some discussion, how much of that pasuk is used for the Lima of Rabbi Akiva, for Tosefes Shvi'is, and that may be relevant here and have bearing for discussion, but his point is, it only applies to Charisha, that's the claim of Rabbi Nutam, and certainly not to planting, not to Netia, and Pashtos, not to the other Melachos as well. And he explains what the Svara is, but Odi Yesh Litein Tam. He says, moreover, it's not just because the source, as we said earlier, indicates, in this case, the scope of the Isurei Melacha on Shmita, but there's a reason for it. Odi Yesh Litein Tam, Mishom, Dechochore Sherev Shvi'is, Have, Lehoil B'Shvi'is. Because what's the purpose of Charisha Nerev Shvi'is? Why do you plow? Why do you till the soil and soften it up and move it around? Is it for Erev Shemitah? If you do that within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, why are you plowing?
To prepare for Shemitah.
So according to Rabbi Nutam, that seems to be the reason, the nature of Tosefes Shvi'is, right? Tosefes Minat Torah, the Doraisa edition of 30 days, is only for Harisha because that's Havi Lahol B'Shvi'is. Ava Ein Lesor Erev Shvi'is Lita, Machma She'ilon Gadol B'Shvi'is, Dechal Eilon Asami Migdal Gedili B'Shvi'is. And Kila Yitzel Yolam, he says, you can't say that the Torah said you're not allowed to plant on Erev Shvi'is because that's going to help it to grow on Shemitah proper. Like, well, what are you talking about? Anytime you plant something, it's always going to grow forever. So that by that argument, I couldn't have planted 17 years, right? My big oak tree, 17 years prior to Shemitah, lest it come to grow. And of course, I'm being absurd because it's always going to be 7 years and I have the same problem. But you get the idea. Point is, right? 6 years out, you can't plant. That's nonsense. Obviously, can't. So it's only something that's in the immediate context of Shemitah when you have to prepare and has an immediate effect on the coming Shemitah year in a way that other actions wouldn't. And that's all that's included in Tosef Shemitah. So if I had asked you, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is this an extension of Kedusha Shvi'is that the Shemitah year starts earlier, or is it limited to certain melachos that I'm not allowed to perform prior to Shemitah?
It's the Kedusha of Shemitah. It's the Kedusha of Shemitah. It's not specific.
Wait, but if it were the Kedusha of Shemitah...
Oh, no, I'll be focusing on specific halachos on the Harisha.
Right. So that's what's interesting. It's the scope, according to him, just a bit,
but
right?
It's kind of a mixture of both.
Right,
because
well...
it's saying the Kedusha of... Well, it's not exactly
actually,
Shemitah, but it's like it's saying that...
preparation because, for, yeah. or in so deference... You're right, it's connected to the Kedusha, but not the Kedusha of this time. It's rather connected to the Kedusha of the actual Shemitah proper, and that's exactly right. But for him, you can't say that it's actually Shemitah now. It's clearly not. It's just I can't do certain things that are preparatory for the real Shemitah. And that's really the nature of the Tosef Shvi'is. The Rash, as I say, disagrees. In source number 9, we're not going to read it inside now, or the whole thing, but he quotes Rabbi Nutam, and I'll just point it to you. One second, where did we go? Oh, you know what? This is an old version. Sorry, on the online version, I had to correct. I corrected it. In the original version that I made of the source sheet, I put on the wrong source. It's updated online. If you take a look at the Rash that's cited there, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, at the very beginning of Masechet Shvi'is, so the Rash in Sikh quotes Rabbi Nutam, and he says that it's wrong, and he rejects it out of hand. For the Rash, it applies to all malachos that apply on Shemitah, apply in Erev Shemitah, and for him, it's an open question, but it's possible to make the argument that it's not just an extension of actions, but it's actually the day itself begins a little bit earlier. And I think it's time to run, but just to point out that the Rambam in Source 8 actually says, like Rabbi Nutam, not that it only applies to Harisha, but he says that the goal is to prepare for Shemitah. He says that, in the third line, at the beginning of Parag Gimel of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, he says, Meveshu Misakna L'Shvi'is. And he's saying within the Halachal Moshe Mesinai, so it's a little bit different. In other words, Rabbi Nutam focused on Bechar Shabbat Chatzir Tishva, says Halachal Moshe Mesinai, but either way, he says that it's misakna l'shvi'is, the same at least course svara that Rabbi Nutam offered. So again, the makor might be indicative of something, the question of malchus might be one nafkamina, and certainly the scope, the question of whether Plumit Harish like Rabbi Nutam or applies to everything like the Rash, seems to be another nafkamina as to the nature of Tosefes Shvi'is. Maybe next week we'll do some more of this and connect it especially to Tosefes Shabbos, and that's a classic sukkah that's worth knowing in any case. Yashar koach.